organic farming, living off the land, avoiding GMO food. These are all hot topics for the food conscience. The Sequatchie Valley Institute hosts an annual event that addresses these topics and many more. I spoke with Carol Kimmons and Marissa Prococo about what to expect at the Institute June 27th through the 29th. This is the 16th annual Food for Life Conference at Sequatchie Valley Institute. We're going to start off first by talking about the Institute itself and what the purpose is for the organization.
Sequatchie Valley Institute emphasizes sustainable living in all ways, and so we do a lot of different programs on sustainable living. We do natural building programs. We do permaculture, which is ecological agriculture based on systems of energy, and a lot of gardening. We have an edible landscape, so we go out in the morning. In fact, we go out every morning and pick berries of various kinds to put in our morning smoothies and grow a lot of different crops, mostly as a model example. And our structures are mostly solar-powered, so they run from the sun, and they're all built to be very green in materials. We use a lot of recycled materials and so on. Our major goal is to teach people to live more sustainably by our example and what we do and by our programs that we do.
Along those lines, last year we started Friends of the Forest also, which is our homeschooling program that myself and Trey Henson head, and it's taking groups of 20 to 30 kids every Wednesday into the forest and teaching them nature skills and awareness and playing games based on honing into our other relations in the forest and how to be comfortable in nature, because if we can get our kids comfortable in nature, they'll get their parents comfortable in nature, and then we can bridge the separation and start to have more integration.
We also do educational tours for school kids, scout groups, camps, and so on. And that's about a three-hour program where the students, we divide them into small groups, take them through the forest, talk about forest ecology, everything about nature, and then we do tours of our homes and gardens and talk about the importance of the insects, the pollinators, what we're growing. We have them smell all the different herbs that we grow and all the flowers and different things, the ponds and the animals around.
Permaculture has become a really big buzzword in the landscape today, and people trying to be sustainable and green. And I think SVI is really unique because it's a 30-year permaculture project where people are just getting now into it and starting to study what permaculture means and what is this concept. And right in the backyard of Chattanooga, there's a 30-year-old permaculture project, and that's very unique to see.
The Food for Life Conference harkens back to the sustainable agriculture as well as being more in tune with nature and what nature offers, as opposed to popping down to the grocery store and picking up a prepackaged something.
Exactly.
What's in store for this year's conference?
We've got some really fun classes that are all family friendly. We've got kids programs right running with the adults programs, and we've got everything from making butter to yoga. Some of the things I'm really excited about are we've got Sunrise of Farms, which is a local farm that grow wheat within 50 miles of Chattanooga. Maria will be coming out and doing a fermentation workshop for sourdough bread using her wheat. We've got a good friend of mine from Asheville, Caleb Wallace, who is a master science food guy. He's going to be coming to break the fat myths. We have all these ideas about cholesterol and fat in the world right now that are just, nobody knows what to eat anymore. Everything is dangerous. And so he's got a lot of understanding and a lot of things. We also have lots of wild food walks. We have Alan Powell from Nashville coming, who will be doing a wild medicine walk. We have Mateo Real from Asheville, who will be doing a wild root kimchi harvest and a wild plant walk. I mean, these people can basically walk through the forest and tell you what almost every plant are and what it's good for. Be it food, fiber, medicine, fuel, everything around us is so beneficial, and we just have lost that. We recognize, like, broccoli, you know? And so we're trying to bridge the gap. Of course, we have Sander Katz, who went from being just a backyard friend to a James Beard Award winner. It's kind of weird when your friends become famous. And he'll be coming and doing kraut making. We'll have very intensive mead making workshops, which is honey wine. And that is a fabulous thing to do. And we're also going to be butchering a pig. We're going to take a pig from high piggy, piggy, pig to dinner. The Merrifield Farm, which is another local farm in Sequatchie Valley, are donating a pig that we will kill, butcher, and prepare into cuts during Saturday and Sunday. So I'm really excited to have a full butchery class. I have a 14-year-old girl from their farm who will be teaching kids how to butcher bunnies for the, you know, very adventurous children, how to take a small animal and turn it into meat. But we will also be having lots of vegan focus. We'll be making a 5-gallon batch of sauerkraut with Sander while we're talking. We will make a 5-gallon batch of mead at the mead making workshop. We just have so many amazing things planned. I've got kids yoga, grown-up yoga, concepts of plants and yoga. It's a full gamut this year. We have a really exciting schedule.
Where can you find the schedule and more information?
On our website at www.svionline.org, also on our Facebook page, which is Sequatchie Valley Institute.
What's the attendance like at these events?
It usually spikes on Saturday, and last year we had 128 people on our Saturday evening headcount.
That was a lot of pizzas.
There's a beautiful earthen cob oven, and we do a wood fire pizza party in conjunction with the sourdough talk. And so everybody gets to kind of dress and make their own pizza, and it's very fun. We'll have live music, a theater, and games, and stories. It's a full gamut.
Bonfire
Friday night with a circle around there, a food movie for children during the grown-up circle.
Do people camp out, or do they stay locally?
Both. We have lots of people who live close enough that they can shuttle home and be back in the morning when we start. And lots of people just like the excuse to pitch a tent. We have beautiful areas cleared and ready for camping. All the amenities are there. We have lovely outhouses with hand washing stations and just really beautiful. And to get the full feeling of the event, especially for folks with kids, it's really nice to come Thursday night or Friday morning, set up, and just be part of the event. One of the neatest things about this event is we really emphasize delicious food. We have some really great local chefs coming. We're featuring local food. We'll be featuring Pickett Trout, Merrifield Farms, Sequatchie Cove Farms, Sunrise Farms, Brown Dirt Farms. All of these are going to be represented. Every participant is encouraged to look at our menu and decide, I want to learn how to make that. And then they actually go in the kitchen and work with our cooks. We have a wonderful woman, Judy Langston, coming from Florida who runs a catering business, and she'll be heading our kitchen. It's really a food geek extravaganza. That's what we're doing. It's a Skillshare. Anybody who comes and spends time will learn new skills about food that will translate into your daily life to make you healthier, happier, and just more conscious about what it is that we're putting in our bodies and why does it matter if it's local? Why does it matter if it's organic? Why does it matter if it's GMO? We'll be talking about all of these things.
If they just wanted to call to register, what's the phone number?
423-949-4598.
And the dates and location?
It's between Whitwell and Dunlap, Tennessee, in Sequatchie Valley. And we begin in the morning of June 27th, which is a Friday, and go until the early evening afternoon of Sunday, June 29th.
The program includes tours of our homes and of the gardens and greenhouse and so on. So,
and that tour starts at 10 a.m. on Friday?
Yes, after registration. But you can actually register at any time. And also, you don't have to come to the whole program. You can come to individual workshops.
Yeah, we do have day passes available.
The 16th Annual Food for Life Conference at Sequatchie Valley Institute will be held at the Institute beginning June 27th through the 29th. Participants have the option of camping for the event. Tickets for the entire conference or single-day tickets are available. Call 423-494-4598 to make reservations. Visit the web at www.svionline.org or find Sequatchie Valley Institute on Facebook. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.